Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The MTA holding its meeting this morning to vote on those finalize those proposed bus and subway fare hikes.
Come January 1st, the base fare will go from $2.90 to $3, and your Metro card will become a collector's item. Here at the 96th Street station, riders wait in.
People don't make enough of living wages, and they're taking your money every which way, so I don't think it's right.
There's plenty of ridership. I think there are enough people to be able to sustain the buses at the rate that is being charged right now.
Express bus fares will go up in January by 25 cents, but after public outcry, the 7-day unlimited OmniCard price will rise $1 instead of $2. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
An MTA track worker recovering today after being stabbed in the neck at a subway station in Brooklyn last night. The 64-year-old was walking on the tracks just after 10:30 p.m. at the Nostrand Avenue station in Crown Heights when he came across an unidentified man. Cops say the worker was trying to remove the man from the tracks when they got into a verbal dispute, and then the man slashed him in the neck. He then fled into the tunnel to parts unknown. The track worker was taken to Kings County Hospital and is thankfully in stable condition. 11 years in prison. That's what prosecutors say Sean Diddy Combs deserves when he's sentenced on Friday. Federal prosecutors have sent a memo to the judge arguing that despite his acquittal on the more serious charges, Combs is, quote, unrepentant and left victims in fear, and say his sentence should reflect his, quote, decades of unchecked violence and decades of psychological, emotional, and physical damage he has inflicted. Combs' attorney are seeking a much shorter sentence, which would essentially amount to time served. They're calling the recommendation draconian. Combs was found guilty on 2 prostitution-related counts, but acquitted of the more serious charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. The federal shutdown would not just be an issue for workers in Washington. It would affect things like federal landmarks right here in the city. Our Glenn Chuck is at the Statue of Liberty.
If there is a shutdown, it would mean 10 to 15,000 visitors every day to the statue in Ellis Island would either be canceling that trip or have to take a modified visit. Statue City Cruises COO Michael Burke.
If we are shut down and there's no intervention by another funding source, such as the state, then we would be prepared to run harbor tours and give people the next best opportunity to get as close as possible to the statue and to see Ellis Island. But we won't be able to land because the park will be closed and it won't be staffed by the National Park Service.
Now, even if the state does step in to help, hundreds could still be furloughed as part of the Statue in Ellis Island program. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A community advisory board in Queens has just approved the proposal for the Metropolitan Park Casino in a unanimous vote. It now moves on to the next phase to the state for review. The casino would be near Citi Field and headed by Mets owner Steve Cohen. Yesterday, a proposal from Bally's for a Bronx casino received approval from its community advisory board. But one proposed for the Coney Island Boardwalk in Brooklyn, well, that was voted down. An awful story out of Cranford, New Jersey, where 2 teenagers were killed in a hit-and-run crash last night.
Still unclear if this was accidental or intentional. As witnesses are saying, the car came speeding down this residential block on Burnside Avenue about 5:30 last night, running down 2 teen girls who were out riding their bikes. The driver kept going, but was captured by police a few blocks away. A neighbor, Chris Zaya, spoke with PIX11 about this horrific scene.
I heard the helicopters flying over earlier, so I decided I would come over here and see what's going on. And then I saw this, and matter of fact, the car is right over there where it's embedded. The bike is still embedded in the front of the car.
As of this morning, the teenager still had not been identified, nor was the driver involved in this, nor the charges that could be filed. The Union County prosecutor promising an update at some point this morning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Cranford, New Jersey.
Some members of the Board of Trustees of New Jersey PBS resigned yesterday, with NJPBS slated to shut down in 2026. NJPBS said Channel 13 in New York, which is licensed by New Jersey, could not reach a deal with the New Jersey Public Broadcasting Authority after President Trump signed legislation taking away public broadcasting funding. WNET Channel 13 said it's welcoming any entity that wants to assume operation of NJPBS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.